Well, greetings from hot and sunny Sagama. Yeah, that's what we're having pretty much day in and day out. Every once in a while, a little bit of cloud cover and maybe a drizzle, but not much, at least so far. But, okay, so let's see. The picture there is of some of our children, our church children, Pili and Leandro. One of our couples and Wilmer took them out, I think it was, Saturday for a special occasion. The McDonald's is about 30 minutes from us, closest thing here, and that's a big deal for the kids, so apparently they had a ball. And I'm grateful that they organized it all. It was all their idea, and so that's a good thing. We had excellent services yesterday. Full crowd and just a good response, excellent response and feedback in the various services and messages. I had five in the Sunday school class. The teenagers had five of them, and I love investing in those 13, 14, 15 year olds and giving them some truth to counteract all the nonsense they get during the week. We had two first-time visitors, and they are now getting, one of our couples, Julio and Yvette, are looking out for anyone who comes for the first time and giving them a package that we have put together with one of my Inner Peace books, a Gospel of John, and then we got a little magnet, like one of these decorative magnets that has a verse, a psalm, verse of the psalms on it. And it's a nice little gift. And so one of the ladies who came yesterday was, her name was Rosario. Antonio, one of our ladies, not been saved too long. She met her out in the street, invited her to come to church. I'm not sure where she's from. She's from South America. The lady she invited, and she came and listened to everything, got a package, and she told Antonia that she loved the service and she was going back home to start reading the material that was in the packet. So that's always exciting. I'm going to let Julio and Yvette know about that, because that's their ministry now, one that they have together. So that was interesting. And then, okay, so Yon and Vero, you remember the couple who, a couple of months ago now, or actually more than 2 months ago, gave that public apology, and, well, they just have continued. I mean, the door's open, they're there. And so Vero is very active now in the kitchen ministries that involve breakfasts and meals on Fridays and whatnot. And Yon has been, I've been bringing him into the sound booth area. That's right down his line, is working with sound equipment and multimedia and so forth. But on Sunday, we always have various testimonies from our people. We rotate through our faithful believers for testimonies on Sunday morning service. And so now Yon and Vero have been faithful to church for good 9 months now. And so I thought, okay, it's time to step up. So Juan asked them to give a testimony, first time ever. And I was very interested to see how he would do. Well, his testimony was fantastic. And interestingly, he had told me on Friday night that that his mother had promised to come, Mari Carmen. She's never been to church. Well, sure enough, she showed up, and she was there at church, and he gave his testimony. One of the things he mentioned, which was very interesting story. I would say Yon's probably in his mid-30s, possibly. Yeah, I would think mid-30s. I'm not exactly sure about that. He said, and his mom's listening to this, to all the service, but listening to his testimony, he said that when he was a boy, he said when he was 9 years old in San Sebastian, which is the capital city, he and his parents were were walking and they came across a beggar, and his parents gave him, I guess, some money to give the man. So he gave the man the coins, and the man said, in Spanish obviously, "God bless you." And you'll never forget that. Never forgot that. And many years later, you know, he prayed to the Lord and in repentance and asked for forgiveness and trusted in the Lord Jesus. He did it in my car years ago. And now he's giving a testimony, and that's what he shared, was how God had you know, shot that, so to speak, that arrow into his heart back when he was a 9-year-old boy. And I thought, man, we just never ever know what God is doing in other people's hearts if we'll leave even a simple message. That I'm going to assume maybe that person was saved and maybe was a believer. At any rate, the Lord used that brief little comment, and you'll never forget those three words. So in Spanish, it's four. Well, I thought that was excellent, excellent. And so, yeah, keep praying for them. They're working on their son, who is little Marco. Was, you know, he was born 7 days before their wedding back then, as I've said numbers of times. And he went through maybe 4 years of their really, really bad years. And so he's a challenge, and they're trying to do it right. They're trying, and they're asking for advice and trying to follow the advice and work with them. And so if you'll pray for them as they work on their boy and his training in the ways of God, that would be great. They would appreciate it. The hot, dry weather, not common for here, is good for us in terms of repairs at the farmhouse, except that yesterday and today are holidays. Well, today's a holiday, and yesterday people did work. So we expect Jaime to be back at work tomorrow, and probably going to start on a new part of the project. So I'll do another video, drone video, Lord willing, tomorrow. And I'm going to include afterwards a picture of four men. And those are the four men who are connected to fixing the Ayerdi lands in the landslide. I could say quite a bit about the different ones, but I just want to give you their names and tell you who they are and ask you to pray for them, that God will do the work in their lives. And they're doing a great job for us. In that picture that you'll see, starting on the left, is Iñaki. He's the son of the machinist who is the next beside him. Jaime is his dad. He's the one that's working there on the machine all the time. Sometimes you've seen Iñaki sitting there on the side of the machine while his dad's working or running that dumper thing. So that's Iñaki and Jaime. The next one over is Luis. He is the forest ranger. And then finally, on the far right, is Vicente. He is the head engineer, the guy over it all, the guy who back in 2006 was so good to us. And, yeah, he's from a Basque family, a farmer lad, so to speak, background, and just a solid, solid guy with, you know, character, and yet so much needs the Lord. He read the Ayerdi Miracle book, and he has mentioned it several times. He said, "I don't believe in miracles and God and all of that," but he has brought it up almost every time I've talked with him. He'll bring up that he's part of a miracle, so to speak. So anyway, appreciate your prayers for them and safety as they work and continue the repairs. Then another thing is, right now, today and tomorrow, yesterday, we're finalizing a special edition of the Inner Peace book, the one that I publish and that I give out everywhere I go, pretty much. the Salvation Booklet. We're doing a special edition called the Verity Edition for Andy Knesevich and his family. Ebony is his wife. They live in Washington. Actually, it's Oregon, I guess, but up there in that area. And their little girl, I've mentioned her, Verity, is still alive after about 13 weeks. She's got more pipes and things hooked up to her little body than you can possibly imagine. I'm going to add her picture on there as well, a newer one, so that you can remember to pray for her as they continue to keep her alive and stabilize her heart situation and hopefully be able to get her someday ready for a transplant. Anyway, this is a special edition for them, for their family, to be able to give out to all the professionals in the medical and psychology departments that they are meeting so many people because of Verity's story. And, you know, the system, let's call it that, the system is throwing invested over $1 million in her, probably closer to up to $2 million already. So it's a ton of money to keep the little one alive and you know. So as you pray for her, this book, I'll send you a copy of the cover. Now what you see obviously is a wraparound cover, so it's the front and back is what you'll see in the picture. And we hope to publish that very, very, very soon so that they can have as many copies as they want and to be able to give those out. If anybody wants to help them with those, we're just going to order them and send them to them and let them give them out to everybody they see in the hospital, anybody related to anything and knows anything about Verity. So maybe there's someone who would like to have a little part in that. They won't be that expensive, but we're going to get a bunch of them. So anyway, that's for that. Okay, the media then. I'm going to send another few pictures. There will be a picture of our Friday fellowship last week. Had a great little crowd of believers praying through all the different issues at church and needs. And, by the way, I didn't put this down. Let me type it down here so I remember later. Pastor Luis in Peru had an accident, a car accident. Beat up his face really badly, but I think he's okay and he's recovering, so appreciate your prayers. Some of you have even sent materials to him already, evangelistic materials for his ministry, and oh my, this is getting long. Sorry about that. So, pray for Pastor Luis. The landslide man, the inner peace. Okay, the pictures there have been covered as far as the explanation for them, and the spelling of the names will be out on the written editions of this report. Thank you very much. If you've listened this far, well, you deserve some kind of a prize. Take care. Bye.